This is Apollo Control, Houston. That conversation concluded very briefly there with a great amount of static. But we now have the conversation, which we've alluded to in two earlier announcements, a rather full development and an examination of the crew medical problems. You'll hear first Mike Collins, the capsule communicator. He's talking with Bill Anders, then he talks to Frank Borman, and then Chuck Berry, who I believe identifies himself, comes on the line. Here's that tape now.
Apollo 8, this is Houston, all right?
Go ahead, Houston, how do you read?
Now, Roger, we're reading you loud and clear. We're on a private loop now, and we'd like to get some amplifying details on your medical problem. Could you go back to the beginning and give us a brief recap, please?
Mike, this is Frank. I'm feeling a lot better now. I think I got a case of the 24-hour flu, intestinal flu.
Roger, understand. And when did you first notice it? Or could you go back to Pooh and start us out with the beginning of your problem?
Roger, about, I guess about 20 hours, 19 hours yesterday.
Roger, understand, about 19 hours yesterday. We were confused by something Jim said in reference to getting out of the suits. He said that he felt a little bit uneasy when he first got out of the couch and started to get out of the suits, and that had passed away, and that you and Bill had, we think, noticed similar things when you took your suits off. Is this so?
Just when you get out of the seats and start moving around for a while.
Roger, understand. We understand this does cause nausea in all three of you when you've all noticed it when you've gotten out of the seats for the first time or any time, is that right?
Roger, uneasiness, not nausea really, but a sort of an awareness of motion, like the zero-G airplane.
Roger, understand.
Okay, Apollo 8, this is Houston.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Frank, this is Chuck. The story we got from the tape and from Jim a while ago went like this, that some 10 to 11 hours ago, you had a loose BM, you vomited twice, you have headache, you've had some chills, and they thought you had fever. Is that affirmed?
Everything's true, but I don't have a fever now. I slept for a couple hours, and the nausea is gone. Controlling the loose BM, I think everything's in good shape now.
Did you have a sore throat?
The roof of my mouth is sore, Roger.
And as we understand it at the moment, Frank, neither Bill nor Jim have anything at the present time except some nausea. Is that right?
No, we don't have any. None of us are nauseated now. We're all fine now.
Okay, and you have taken the Lomotil?
No, we haven't. Well, wait, pardon me. Yes, they have.
They have, and you have not?
Roger, I just woke up, Chuck. They took them while I was asleep.
Okay, I think you ought to take one, Frank, and the Marazine will help if that nausea returns. The Marazine will knock that...
Houston, we're going to start doing this wastewater dump down to 25%. Do you concur?
We don't know, Bill. If you can stand by one, we're isolated from those experts at this time.
Frank, did you read that you ought to take the Lomotil and the Marazine can be used if you do get nauseated, any one of the three of you?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Apollo 8 Houston, we're closing this circuit down, and we'll be up in our normal voice loop in about 5 minutes, and then we'll get on with the water dump.
Roger, and you're still cutting out, Houston.
Roger, understand.
And this is Apollo Control, Houston. That concluded the private conversation to determine the medical status of the crew. And we learned in the course of that conversation, obviously, we learned about some things that had gone on yesterday, much earlier in the flight. I think the report was 19 hours, which we had not learned until this point. We are satisfied, though, now that the crew, the situation is certainly improving and certainly settled down. At 29 hours, 57 minutes into the flight, we are 118,400 miles out, and we're moving at a velocity of 4,739 feet per second. This is Apollo Control, Houston.